Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sister Poochie, Minister Angela McCarty, for another Thursday night of rejoicing the Lord and praising the great I Am and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm really excited about this show because we're going to be interviewing Cooley and listening to some of his new music. I'm sure you're in for a wonderful treat. I want to tell everyone now that, you know, I really love the people who listen live, and I love the people who listen later, too. The support that you're showing the ministry is truly appreciated. We feel the love, and I just want to thank you personally for taking the time out to stop by and visit us. Okay, a couple of things I want to go over. First, I want to get into the Word of God. We're going to be coming from Ephesians, 2nd chapter, 14 to the 15th verse. And it goes like this. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one, and who has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law, which is commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace. That, to me, is talking about when you get a relationship with Jesus Christ, you become a new person. And that's what he's trying to do, is to take the new person and the old person, destroy the latter, and you become brand new in Christ. You think differently. You act differently. You react differently. And it's just a natural progression. He says Jesus is our peace, and he's trying to reconcile the two so you can also have peace. That way you can stop pulling back and forth and fighting back and forth of what I should do and where I should go and how I should act and how I should feel and how much I should be giving thanks. As Jesus as your personal Savior will help you through all the questions that could possibly come up in your life. So talk to him. And he wants to talk to you. He wants to reconcile himself to you and also make you a totally new person. By abolishing the wall of hostility that we have. Sometimes we get angry with ourselves when we don't get it right. And Jesus is not that kind of Lord that we serve that will put you down. He'll tell you to stand up and get back in line. All right, moving on, I got to get the church announcements in. June the 6th, which is this Monday, airline with 3 miles will be flying a red-eye flight from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central Standard Time. And what this is a roundtable discussion about anything you want to talk about in regards to Jesus Christ and the Word of God. It is a beautiful way to get questions answered, get different points of view, and I invite you to join us, even if it's just for a little while. Join us on that red eye flight between 10 p.m. and 12 a.m. Central Standard Time. June the 11th, Minister Kimberly Horvath will be back from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and she is going to be bringing the mighty word of God for us. And she's our Christian life coach, and we're going to see how we can apply that mighty word to our everyday life. June the 19th, which is a Sunday, the House of Inspiration Mix Show with DJ Frankie Vibe will be on from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That gives you, if you like the dance mix on the shows, this show gives you an hour worth of dance mix. And DJ Frankie Vibe really brings it home on his House of Inspiration Mix Show. Also, June the 25th is Y for C with Shining Star and resident youth DJ Shaheem, as the youth take over the studio and show us how they do it for God. Now, Cooley should be coming on soon, but let me tell you a little bit about Cooley. I was introduced to his music. He submitted his music to the show, and he's been submitting so much music to the show that I just had to do a listening party and give you a chance to get to know him. So while we wait for him to call in, we're going to just jump into the first song, which is Zion.
your son for our salvation. Lord, you did high on me, not Zion. But yet you give your son and show us to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Word from the Nazarite. It's hard being angel-like. Demons picking fights left and right. Though my anger, they ignite. I would not sin nor give in. They just trying to find my kryptonite. God forbid, remove them from my sight. I'm going blind, my path is turning black as night. But I'll be fine with dying on my mind. The Lord will bring me to his light. So until I take flight, I take my pen and write about his might for the light.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But lie within my arms, one I rely on, one I can cry on. In the midst of my storm, this hell and high water raging on. Jesus, take them, that's the norm. I'm sick of sin in every form. No longer will I conform to the world. I transform, transform my mindset, shape, and form. It's the least I can do for you, my rock, my life, my truth, my way to the narrow corridor that leads to the kingdom I'm striving for. That straight path, the low door. So I humble myself, crawling on the floor till I'm honored before the Lord. It's my reward. I reach for it till I take it. I'm beaten, torn, and naked, mutilated. Sometimes I think I can't make it, but I took the good news and laced it. To my feet, now I'm racing with my righteous breastplate in. Truth in my waist and my shield of faith to block the blows of Satan. My sword got word, got him shaking, and my helmet of salvation. Put him in his proper place, and
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
That was Zion by Cooley. How are you, Cooley?
Hey, Auntie, how you doing today? I'm well.
I'm doing real good, nephew. I'm doing real good. Enjoying playing your music, as always, you know.
Oh, I appreciate that. Everything for the kingdom.
Yes, it is. And I got a couple of questions. You know, I got some questions for you.
Okay, ask away. I just love answering.
All right, here we go. We just played Zion. Zion is so deep to me. You have a real good grasp on the Word of God. Did you grow up in church, or how did you venture into Christian hip-hop, or whatever you may call it, your genre of music? When did this all start for you?
As far as church, I've been in church pretty much all my life, but I really didn't have a personal relationship with Christ as I should have had. So all of this happened one day when I was at sound ministry training, and I looked in the Bible and turned to Numbers chapter 6. Which is the vow of the Nazarite. And I was just reading over it, and I saw how certain people made vows of dedication to the Lord. And I just looked at my life, and I questioned, am I really dedicated to the Lord as I should be?
Wow.
So from that day forward, that's when really my whole perspective of being a disciple of Christ changed. So from that day forward, I've been following the Lord.
Is it right? So how
and
old
it,
were
and
you?
It led me into all. I was already making music, so it really opened up my eyes to making more God-centered music, because at the time I was making any type of music, you know.
Right. So how old were you when this transformation started?
I was 19 years old, just out of high school.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, Mom, I had just gone through a lot. Real people close to me, you know, being locked up in prison or whatever. Mm-hmm. It just really got to me, you know.
Right.
Like, am I really on the right path?
Mm-hmm.
I really questioned my relationship with God.
Okay.
You know, it humbled me and brought me to a point of submission.
Well, that's exactly what, you know, I read Ephesians 2nd chapter 14 to 15, where Christ is trying to destroy, I'll bring together the new man and the old man, so the old one of you will disappear. And it sounds just like what you did. You know, Elder Faye, who's does the Bible study, is doing a mini series for everyone to know on the wonderful youth of the Bible, because the youth are used quite a bit to spread God's word. And that's why I'm so happy to have you on as a soldier for the Lord. Because from the beginning of time, God has used children, or I shouldn't say children, he's used young adults to do his deal. And sometimes we forget that people who are younger than us might have way more wisdom, you know?
Right. Even the Lord said himself, children are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh, exactly. So when I listen to your songs, I get really blown away. What's your process in coming up with a song? One of the things I do notice is that you use a lot of funky, like, beats and noises that makes your song so unique. It's like...
But, and that's pretty much where it starts, with the beat. I make my own beats as well, so I'll probably one day be playing around with some sounds that I like and say, hey, y'all, I really want to write something to that. And then I'll probably, my format is pretty much poetic, so I'll write in poetry form. And just let the Lord lead me from there.
Oh, all the poets out there love you. Okay. We love to get our poetry.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, poetry that's turned into music. I mean, that's all it is, you know. It begins with poetry, and it's great that you write your own lyrics. It feels like you write from the heart, and I'm going to play Clots now. Is this a remix of Time Again?
It's the same song.
Okay.
It's just named two different things for some reason. I don't know why. It's called Clots because that's the name of the beat, you know, and the beat project was different from the actual song project. So the beat name is Clocks. The song name is Time Again.
Okay, we're going to listen to it right now. Here, Clocks / Time Again by Cooley.
Unbelievable, inconceivable, these perilous times we living in, swimming in sin and discontent, disconnected from the truth within. What should we do to make amends? But trust up in the sacrifice that heaven sent. But even then, we don't depend and won't repent and follow trends and follow men who follow men who follow them. Questioning, wondering how we circle into the same old sin, the same old record spin. Time and time and time and time again, we've been caught up in the trends, these different situations. Time and time. time again we wondering how we circumvent to these same old places. Time and time again we've been caught up in the trends, the different situations. Time and time again I'm wondering if it's cause we love ignorance. Cause if I had a dollar for every time we walk this path, I'd have my accountant to keep up with the math. We love us ourselves, trapped in the shell. The signs of the time point to the wrath of God. Jihad reeks, needs bod. No Christ, no peace, it's not hard. Look, no Christ, no peace, trust the Lord. He's my rock, my shield, my sword. The blade shall ward, but the hilt shall guard. Yah, my treasure's most precious shard. The cornerstone, the stumble block shall retard. The lion, the lamb, he shall reward. The ark is set course, so prepare to board. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, as he shuts the door. It's hard to ignore that we've been here
time
before.
Time and time again, we've been caught up in the trends, the different situations. Time and time again, we wondering how we circumvent to these same old places.
Time and time again, we've been caught up in the trends, the different situations. Time and time again, I'm wondering if it's cause we love ignorance.
I can't decide which is my favorite song.
Between those two?
So far, between Zion and Time Again,
I
love the song. I love the song Time Again because you pretty much put it in everyone's face that this is not a hard concept to, you know, conquer in your head. Your relationship with Jesus Christ, is that what you're really trying to do? Is like, you know, go to him hard, you know.
Like you said before, it sounds like I'm speaking from the heart, and that was an example of. At the time, I was just seeing how the pattern of the world goes. You know, it seems like we just end up doing the same things over and over since the time of Nimrod, way
mm-hmm.
back up until now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty much the same thing that are going on in this continuous pattern.
Yes.
So that was the concept I was playing with in my mind as I was writing that.
Well, God has given you a wonderful talent of interpretation. You remind me of the Book of Psalms, which is nothing but poetry and music. It was
yes.
verses that were sang, you know. And
right.
that's really because it's very educational, your songs. If people sit back and really listen to it, they can learn a lot about the Bible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they read the Bible, they can learn a lot.
That's true. Well, we have, you know, yes, that's right. You're right. Go ahead. You read the Bible. You read your Bibles, everybody. I'm for reading Bibles, too.
Yeah,
read your Bible, go to Bible study, do all
the. The soldier is nothing without his manual.
Read up. Hello. Tell the people, hello. You are nothing without the words. You're just left out in this world to fend for yourself. And, you know, now here is, I'm getting ready to play Awesome, which I love. I love this one, too. I don't want anyone okay, I'm just letting you know. Cooley is one of my dearest artists, and so I'm going to say I like all his songs. Okay, so I might as well get that out of the way. I like all your music. I can't choose which is my favorite because you give us a different flavor every time. You have a very unique sound, And I wanted to point that out to you, that your sound is just so unique and so refreshing. That's why I love having you on the youth show, as well as, you know, highlighting you on the, just my show on Thursday where we're kicked back, you know. This is great for me as
praise
well
God.
As it, praise God, you know, somebody's gonna get blessed. Someone's gonna listen to this and get blessed, and when they do, this is what they're gonna say. Awesome. All right, hold on.
Awesome. Awesome. Shit. Awesome. 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 Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. 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 My God is awesome. 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 Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome, awesome, yeah, awesome. Yeah. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Yeah.
He the one who run this. I ain't talking Allen Rawson. He paid the price upon that cross. His life is what they cost him. He rose up 3 days later as if he was playing possum. Dirty clothes lost him. Dirty mouths lost him. Dirty spirits lost him. Now tell me that ain't awesome. He calmed the waters, though the waves tossed him. Jesus washed the feet of his peeps, even the one who double crossed him. No basketball, this off the car, cause God has been so good to y'all. Me, 24 hours every day of the week. His eyes on the prize, homie, he don't ever sleep. Full of glory, but he don't need to eat. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. He is my strength, so I'm never feeling weak. AWESOME. It's the Lord of all lords and the King of kings. Like my boy SUBTLE. It's the fear of the Lord that got the best of me. Cause he's awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Ain't my Savior strong?
No doubt.
Ain't he on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right in every wrong, so I'm banging Christ in every song.
Yeah.
He done brought me a long way from walking the wrong way. My life was on replay, like a sorry DJ. I pressed play and straightway I fell down on my face because of my cross's weight. But I was saved by my Father's grace. My God is awesome, that I can say. Consider giving him your life today. From heavy cane to conquer the grave. And watch our love, our sins away. So we could say our debt was paid. Jesus broke down that barricade. A way was made by the truth of the light. Cause we were hiding in the shade. So I give my all, no views of gray, no views of green. So that means no Mary J. But my guy way better anyway. So it's okay. AWESOME. It's the Lord who broke the chains of the enemy. For all eternity Yeshua reigns supreme. May thy will be done by all means.
Awesome, yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome.
Awesome. Tell us a little
bit about awesome.
Oh,
I love this song.
Awesome. Wow. It escapes me.
Oh, it,
I just
it
made
is.
So much music, I just forget.
That's okay.
But,
you know, I
again,
have to
the process.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. But again, the process is the same. I started with the beat.
Okay.
And I was actually in a store and I was just playing around with these words. I was just saying, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome. And then I was
Hallelujah.
Like, that'll sound nice for a song. I don't think anyone's done that. So
no, I don't think so. And you know, true story. For everyone who doesn't know, there's a free podcast on iTunes for the show. And so I listen to it a lot, on my iPod in my car. And I actually was playing Awesome one day and pulled up to next to somebody and they started bobbing their head. And I was just like, oh, that's cool. I was like, they're feeling coolie in Chicago. Praise the Lord. They're feeling coolie. But yeah.
I want to make a visit up there one of these days.
Yeah, well, that would be cool for you to come visit and see. You definitely have a fan base here as well as all over the world since we're an international show. You're one of our most requested artists that, people want like to hear a little bit more from you. And so when you sent me like 20 songs, I said, let me find out what's going on. let's just give them a show. Okay.
Praise God.
Okay, go ahead, sweetie, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I actually want to come out there to finish our project that we have together.
And that's coming up a little bit later in the show. I ain't forgot, but I'm going to give people a little sample of what you're doing out there for me. But before we do that, we got to go to the phones. So somebody's on the air calling in. Okay. All right, 678-949, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Rhonda, and I just want to say that I am totally enjoying the music that you have on the radio. This young man is off the chain.
Hey, Rhonda. This is my cousin.
Okay, what cousin? Well, hey, cousin,
yes.
You called me Advancy. So where are you calling from?
Yeah. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, they like you in Hotlanta, too. Look at you.
Yes. I really, really enjoy his music. I tell everybody about him. Everybody.
Yeah.
He has a heart for the Lord, and he's called to do what he's doing and to touch people. And I'm just really, really, really proud of him. And he's going to bless a lot of people with his gift.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. And that's it was our pleasure to highlight him today on the show. And I'm so glad you're enjoying it. Thank you so much for calling in and blessing us.
This is my cousin Rhonda. I just love her so much.
She's
the one who really led me back to the Lord.
All right.
When I went astray, So it was one Thanksgiving actually. And she asked me, was I saved? And I really didn't know. So from that day forward, that's when I really accepted Christ.
Praise God.
From that night.
Absolutely.
All
and
right.
Look, this is your
I'm forever thankful for my cousin Rhonda. I love her so much.
Okay.
I love you too, cuz.
Yeah, she loves you too. But, I'm getting the feeling that this is more than family love. She really admires your work that you're doing, separate from you being her cousin.
Yes.
I feel that in my spirit that this is like, if you had an album out and you weren't related, she would buy it.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely would. Yeah, I would tell everybody about it too.
Yes. And that's what we're trying to do, get the word out around the world about Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for blessing us by calling in.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Continue to bless your evening, and we're going to roll on with the show.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Peace. All right. Nothing like your fans, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Family or not.
Family.
And,
family is always there.
Yeah, family is always there.
It's good to have family that supports you,
Yes, absolutely.
It's a blessing.
Absolutely. And like I was saying, that your music, even though that was your cousin, your music kind of transcends a lot of things. That's why I made the point of she would buy your music if you weren't related. Have you ever thought about selling your music, or do you sell your music?
I've thought about it, but I'm just so unorganized. I just have music everywhere.
Yeah,
so,
we gotta get you a secretary.
Yeah, something. It's just all over my hard drive, just everywhere.
Okay. So you make music for the pure enjoyment of praising the Lord, then?
Yes. I'm not seeking, payment. But that would be nice, but no, I'm not seeking to receive anything out of this.
Yes, I think he's blessed you abundantly.
It's all for the edification of the body.
Yeah, Amen. On that. And on that tip, we're going to start going into the dance break because this show is going long. Don't go anywhere, Coolie, because I'm not done with you. We're going to rock you the rest of the show after DJ Frankie Five.
All right.
You are listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries with Reverend Angela McCarty.
Little drop there, just in case y'all forgot. If you want to visit us, you can visit us at the website, www.sisterpoochie.com, and that's spelled SISTAPOOCHIE for those who do not know. Okay, my computer is going crazy, right? Let me pull up the next dance break by DJ Frankie Vibe. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I can't play that one. That one's 45 minutes long. We're over the show. Give me a minute, Cooley. Talk about something while I find this song.
I'm not good at this type of stuff.
I'm putting you on the spot. That's okay. Okay, I found the song. See, I'm trying to see. Here we go.
I knew you were going to find something really quick, so.
Yeah. DJ Frankie Five, everyone.
He's
he's gonna bring his joy. He's gonna bring his joy.
DJ Frankie Vibe, and it's time to get your dance on with Sister Poochie. Bring forth that word, my sister.
Yeah.
was DJ Frankie Vibe, our resident DJ, with a dance break for the week. Woo, that got my spirit going. I hope it got everybody else's spirit going. All right, Cooley. Uh-oh, hold on. Hey, Cooley.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you now. I got so excited about the dance break, I put you on hold.
Okay.
Anyway, everybody, I wanted to let everybody know to catch DJ Freshy Vibe on June the 19th on the ministry. He has the House of Inspiration mix show, which is his musical ministry. So please tune in and support DJ Frankie Vibe. All right, now to the big question. About the project you're doing for me. About the project.
What's the big question?
Yeah. I want you to tell us about the project.
Oh, tell them about the project. That's the big question.
That's the big question.
It's going to be epic. 12 poems, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
All
you're
written
right.
by Sister Poochie, with narration by yours truly, and accompanying music by yours truly. It's just going to be wonderful once it's all finished.
Yeah. You know, we're moving in God's time, so.
Yeah, we're taking it a step at a time.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
put out any definites as of yet.
No. But, you know, when it does, the project is complete, it will be used as a fundraiser for the ministry to help us continue to bring all the resources that we do to everyone. So I'm looking forward to whenever, you know, it's whenever God completes it, whenever he completes it. But so I know I'm in Chicago, and you're in what town?
I'm in Decatur, Georgia, about 15 minutes from Atlanta. Yes,
okay. Georgia. Okay, and we're doing this project. This is, you know, how great technology is now. We're doing this project in two different places. And so what have you enjoyed so far about the project?
Just creating a new style of music, because I'm so used to making hip-hop instrumentals. It's just refreshing to step out of my genre that I've been accustomed with. So that's what I'm enjoying the most about this.
Well, that's cool. You know, I searched. We've been on the air for 5 years, and the ministry has been incorporated for 5 years as well. And I have been searching and searching for someone to actually put music to my poetry. And it took me to you. You know, it took me all this time, but God showed me who is the best person to do this, and that's you, Cooley. And so I'm excited. Yeah, I'm beaming over here. All right, Cooley's gonna do my book. It's a book that turned. It's a book of poems, everyone, that turned into a ministry that now is going to turn into a piece of art. That's how I look at it. How about you?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well. Yeah, pretty much the same thing. It's a work of art.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to bless anyone who hears it, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that, because we're going to do Sunday Morning Signs by Sister Poochie, remixed by Cooley.
First stop of the journey, Sunday Morning Signs. Sunday morning, birds are chirping, negative thoughts are in the air. I'll be fine, it's just a matter of time, but God, I need a sign. Are you with me? Are you here? Sunday morning, birds are chirping louder in my ear. I ask one more time just for a sign. God, show me, are you near? Sunday morning, a cardinal flying, birching a little near. Sun smiling on me and morning dew soothing me. God gently whispers in my ear. How many signs will it take this time? I did not give you that spirit of fear. Open your mind, stop wasting time, ask and answer, my dear. Sunday morning, birds chirping, butterflies, and a cargo near. Sunday morning signs that fill my mind, because God is always here.
Awesome.
I
never sounded so good. I can't sing or anything like that, but you really made me sound so fluid there, and you captured the feeling of what I was trying to do with the poem. And I really do like the start that you've started with this project. I just wanted to give you your props about that.
Praise God.
Yeah, praise God, because I'm really excited about it. And like I said, to find someone to dedicate yourself to doing this, as well as do it, God-centered, was the key for me. And I'm glad that you crossed my path with that, my brother. Thank you so much.
Nothing but God.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for it to be finished. That's one of the reasons I want to come up there, is to, so we could get a better quality recording.
So
it'll be the best possible,
God is going to work it all out. I'm not worried about it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
There's no doubt. No, and I, to everyone, just, when you have something that God is trying to birth, you sometimes need to let it grow, just like your child in his mother's womb. And this is how I feel about this project. This is my baby, and it right now is growing in your head. And God will bring us together in that due time, when it's time for us to crank this out and get it out to so everyone can enjoy it. So keep posted. The Journey Home of Collection of Poems by Sister Poochie, and we'll give you a little tidbit there.
Do you have the other one? The first one, it was It's All Poetry, that one.
Let me see.
I really like that one.
You didn't like that one?
Yes, I really like that one.
Okay, by special request by Cooley, I'm interviewing you. You changed the tables on me, man. Book by Cooley, It's All Poetry with Sister Poochie. Okay, here we go.
Where would I be without my poetry?
Oh, wait a minute.
It's a reflection of me. Words.
Okay, everybody, I'm having one of those days. That was.
It happens to us.
I know, my shows are laid back. I don't put any pressure on myself.
Everything all set and ready for you.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I pushed the wrong button again. Let me go back. Let me put my bifocals on for one thing. And maybe that'll help the situation here. Okay, bifocals are on. Here's It's All Poetry remixed by Cooley the Nazareth at that time. It's now just Cooley.
Where would I be without my poetry? It's something, it's a reflection of me. Words and phrases mixed together to try to give you a certain flavor, to give you my feelings deep inside of me. I can mix it to music or put a fancy beat, call it rap, spoken word, a lovely melody. But it all boils down to poetry. If you go into the stores and every greeting card you see, it's nothing but pure poetry. Words, mixing into the atmosphere. You see, that's true poetry. Something from the heart, spoken through the mind, unconscious. Can't be left behind. As my voice gets weak, it scares me. Because poetry is my voice, you see. It tells you how I'm feeling. So, I have to keep on dealing. but I will still keep pen to paper and write down my thoughts. I will not let it stop as my voice gets caught. See, Maya Angelou didn't speak for years, you see, before she unleashed the most beautiful, honorable poetry. A voice. From music to literary. But it's the voice. Of my feeling. That's true poetry. And you'll see it with musicians, street artists, spoken words, rappers. Whatever you do, keep it flowing. Even if your voice starts going, never abandon your poetry.
Oh boy. Okay, we lost Cooley for a moment. He'll call back in, but that was it's all poetry. The way that came about is the way that came about is that I was having trouble with my voice, and I never thought that I was afraid that I was going to lose my ability to do spoken word and poetry. And so that's where that all comes from. And I think Cooley did a great job of capturing in my emotions and kind of giving you and floating you on a floating you on a cloud almost. That's how I felt about that. So anyway, we're going to move on to Cooley's next song, and it's called Above.
Above the ground, I was lost, but now I'm found. I know you'll never let me down. So I have no reason to frown, so long as you're around. About to drown from you going to heaven. You heard my prayer sound,
yeah.
Lord, you didn't hesitate to turn my life around.
I've never in my life
felt the love so profound.
Jesus,
you're worthy of your crown. But all the glory belongs to you, because it's too much for me. Besides, I'm not even worthy enough to speak of thee. But yet and still you put the serpent beneath my feet. So day by day and week by week, I pray to you, my soul to keep above the clouds, but keep me meek until I find the kingdom in which I seek.
Okay. You know, Cooley, I get, you know, your music and your flow has a tranquil effect. You get mesmerized by it. And I just want to say that. How did Above? Above is one of your latest ones, correct?
I actually made that one about 2010, actually.
2010?
I just recently sent it to you, but it's one of my older songs.
I'm like, 2010? I was on in 2010. You're going to... All right, everybody, that's not one of his latest. That's one of the latest to the Outreach Ministry. But go ahead and tell us about Above.
Well, Above, that one basically came about when I was going through a really tough time in my life. I just thought about how Peter walked on water,
mm-hmm.
and it was Jesus who, you know, kept him above when he kept his focus on him.
Amen.
That was basically what I was thinking about as I was writing that.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, I love music that can be interpreted different ways. And with your musical ministry, you can take whatever situation you're going through and find a song that you've done and actually what kind of take you through it. It seems like God is really seasoning you by having you go through all these situations and then birthing this wonderful music out of it. All glory be to God. He's using you, man, in a most positive way, and people are being blessed, and they're going to be blessed by this one. This is soul season. It's not seasoning salt. It's soul season by Cooley.
It's weather season. Duck season. Weather season. Duck season. Weather season. Duck season. Weather season. Weather season. Duck season.
Soul season. Everything is for a reason. I question myself if I never came to Jesus begging for help. Where would I be? On the streets, somewhere begging for death. Caught up in the game, placing blame on the wealth and everyone else but myself. I had to put my rep on the shelf so the Lord could order my steps. Coming from the deepest of depths, swimming in sin like I'm felt. No telling how many tears I wept, not nearly as many as I kept. Through it all, the Lord was my help. Stripped us, my heart needed rest. I never spoke how I felt. Let me share a little story. Myself. At 12 years old, I took a stroll on a dark road. It was fine, it was cool, but little did I know. For every action, I would be held responsible. And every idle word, I would be accountable for. As the years passed, I grow. Though my path got cold as snow, I would still act like I didn't know. I was oh so caught up in my ways, though, to the point where I couldn't grow no more. Till I got bold, and now I know everything is for a reason. Every moment, every evening, my soul screaming for salvation of the nature. So I'm praying every morning, every evening. Soul season, shedding light into the heathen. What's your reason for breathing? Tell me, who do you believe in? God of human beings. Do you claim Jesus? But do the dirty work of demons? Now I call it hot treason. Why you Adam? Why you even? Like this is Garden of Eden. From the morning to the evening, I do my heart on the ark till my hands start bleeding. Now I'm even, till my hairline start receding. Jesus is calling you, start receiving. Cause pretty soon we leaving.
Yeah,
I should have made this. Oh, I was just gonna say I should have made this disclaimer at the beginning. Any copyrighted material used in that song is used under fair use agreement.
I thought that was Bugs Bunny. I heard in the middle. I'm like, okay, yes. This is a non-for-profit organization. This is a non-for-profit show. No one's making any. No one's making any money off of this, for sure. But we're glorifying God, and that's one thing that's for sure. We're almost running out of time, Cooley. I've had having a great time with you, but I wanted to know if you had any advice for anyone who was trying to break into, or not even trying to break into, but trying to develop their God-given talent, their gospel message of the good news is what you're really doing. Do you have any advice for them as far as pitfalls to stay away from?
First of all, really just stay connected to the vine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus is the vine where all, you know, life sprouts from. So if you stay a part of the vine, all will be fine.
Yes.
I didn't mean to rhyme, but.
But we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we're almost out of time.
So you got my poor Jesus support. But go ahead.
But yeah, so long as we're connected to him and our focus is on him, he will guide us into all truth.
Amen. Yeah. So, you know, and that
just stay focused on just stay focused on the Lord. If you're really trying to develop your gift for him.
Yeah.
And keep in mind everything that you do is, well, do everything that you do as you were serving him.
Mm-hmm.
That's my advice.
Oh, well, that's some good advice. You know, everyone has a God-given talent to do a lot of things, and it seems like you have definitely found yours. But I want to encourage people out there that it's okay to dedicate your work to God. It's not square. It's not, well, look at me. I'm how old I am. It's not square.
Not square at all.
Not square at all.
Matter of fact, it's usually, you know, if you're not dedicating your work to him.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, what would those words be worth?
Nothing.
Only that which we do for God is eternal, you know. Store up treasure in heaven where it won't perish.
Boy, you got a good handle on that word. I didn't even have to preach today. You got a good handle on the word. And that's a wonderful thing. Everyone, please, pay attention to all the wonderful young adults out there who are putting it down for God. I think you guys get a bad rep sometimes because you hear so much negative stuff, but there's a lot of youth out there who are just, you know, warriors in the army, and they love fighting for the kingdom. All right, it's almost time to go. I got one more song by you, and that's What I See. So anything you want to say about What I See before I play it?
Well, what I see, well, just play this piece for itself, pretty much.
Oh, you got it.
Is what I see.
Okay, what I see by Coolie.
Well, I ain't touching my radio down to my way, listening to the same thing. So I had to change. No, go back. Right there.
Rigging and jigging to the King Champion sound in town.
The thing in this world is what they really see.
Yeah.
You have to read between the lines, if you know what I mean. Because everything in this world isn't really what it seems. Sometimes you have to lose your sight to see what I mean. I see my father right in front of me, Yeshua to my right. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all of the days of my life. The spirit lies inside. Do you believe the Nazarite? When I say I see angels taking flight and the demons that they fight, I see your generation masquerading like children of the light. And I see your clock approaching midnight. Birth pains in the midwife.
Thinking this world is what they really see. It's what they really see.
You have to read between the lines. If you know what I mean. Because everything in this world isn't really what it seems. Sometimes you have to lose your sight to see what I mean.
Yo, NWO Rebel, I stand
stand against the devil. The Lord is my pedestal, so these nuts can't reach my level. I see puppets, no Geppetto. Hell steaming like a kettle for those who hate their fellow brother, sister, soul, and receive the barcode on the wrist of their forehead. The beast is awakening, we're dreaming, sleeping.
Nothing in this world, nothing in this world is what they really see. It's what they really see. You have to be between the lines if you know what I mean. Because everything in this world isn't really what it seems. Sometimes you have to lose your sight to see what I mean.
All I have in this world, my God, my Lord, my Father, His Son, Thy rod, Thy sword, His word, my tongue, His love, His peace, His bread, His wine, His dove, in me, bloodshed from dying, my crown, my treasure, Yeshua, His throne, this town of pleasure, my only true home, Maranatha, we come, be brave, be strong, if you left all alone, don't let this world lead you wrong, think about
this song. Nothing in this world, nothing in this world, is what they really see, it's what they really see, you have to be between the lines, if you know what I mean.
That was tight.
Praise
God. That was really tight. Okay. About this, I know you have a Facebook page. How can people get in contact with your Facebook page?
What did I switch it to?
It's www.facebook.com/Mugen,
M-U-G-E-N. Okay. Mortality. And that's my main Facebook page.
That's your main Facebook page. Okay.
Yes.
I'll throw it to the email.
Facebook.com.
Facebook.com. Okay.
/Mugen Mortality. Yeah.
Nope. Okay. Cool. I want everyone to go out and like his page. Keep in contact with Cooley for his upcoming music. But also, I'm going to encourage people that if you have any projects that you need some work on, Cooley is definitely not only a wonderful songwriter and production person. You're that's what you're called, right?
Producer, yes.
Producer. And I think you'll be very happy with the outcome. Well, Cooley, this has been a blessed evening. I've had a ball with you as always.
Very blessed indeed. I always enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, same here. And we're going to keep your songs in rotation not only on Thursday nights, but on the youth show at once a month, which is coming up June the 25th. So you're definitely going to be in the rotation on that so people can get that full of Kool-Aid. All right, we're going to roll out this show. Yeah, praise them high. You are, I'm going to say it one more time. You have a gift that God is birthing in you. And you have a gift that God is birthing in you. And I just encourage you to stay focused, stay on the right path, because you're putting up your treasures in heaven. And that is where it will get no rust. It will not get eaten up by moths, and where it will be forever. So you are definitely getting a war chest going on in our Heavenly Father's rooms. All right, Cooley. Thank you so much for stopping by and letting us do a listening party as well as an interview with you. And this is Minister McCarty, and we're going to roll out like we always do, and that's with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Okay, everybody, see ya next week.